I1 now, let's deal with item 3, which is outstanding candidate number 9. I want to give the Secretariat an opportunity to give us an update on this candidate.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. Taking note that there's no apologies, we take note that Ms. Musabe is not around, but I have not yet received the apology. On the issue of Mr. Malunga, candidate number 9, we received an apology from him indicating that he's out of the country. He submitted all the relevant documents in terms of invitation of where he's going to be. He indicated to me that the conference will end on the 2nd, and that he requests to be interviewed on a later date, which then I gave him 2 days, rather the 6th or the 5th. Initially, I had indicated that we must interview him on the 5th, taking note that our program of the committee is saying that the committee must adopt the report of the interviews on the 6th. He then indicated to us that he can only be able to come to the committee on the 6th. So I took all the necessary documents and I submitted to members to see and to also give the committee an opportunity to look at it and decide how we move forward. I thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, I think let's grant this candidate because he has a valid reason. He has not just disappeared. Let's grant him an opportunity because why I want to grant him an opportunity. I don't want us to be challenged in this process. But if we allow him, nothing will happen to us. Therefore, I say, let's grant him that opportunity. He says he can be available on the 6th. On the 6th, Wednesday the 6th, let's interview him. I urge the committee that we must have that interview for him on the 6th. Honorable Soma and Honorable Schreiber.
Chair, as a matter of principle, thank you so much for the briefing and the view from your good sir. As a matter of principle, we agree that we are going to accommodate him. That's one. Which means then, Chair, the 6th also will be assisted in terms of time. Because it will be ideal that we see him in the morning. We then discuss. It's just unfortunate that the Tuesday also were voting in terms of the report, in terms of the sitting of Parliament. Mm. Because my worry is that we see him in the morning, but also we shouldn't be seen also because we submitted our roadmap to the programming committee, not only just the chairperson, the house chairperson. And then if we are going to change, we must also pronounce ourselves so that also we amend our program, but also noting that we have already also indicated through the programming committee to the whole parliament that we are going to be submitting our report for recommendation for approval by the House on the, I can't remember the date, same day. So it's quite tricky, but if then we agree as a matter of principle, because we're aware that we're going to interview him on the 5th, which seems to be the 6th, which is still within the principle. But the submission to Parliament in partial amending the program, it should also be done today. No. Today, to inform.
Oh, yes.
Because our program gets 80 seats, by the way.
Okay.
So the public is expecting us to deal with the matter next week in Parliament. So I'm saying those are the other things that, which is the back office must be proactive and be faster on that, but also urging that we, political parties also, we must appreciate that one, because also, more than often, because we are behind the schedule, even legally speaking, even the programming committee of the NA has been raising that issue. So I'm saying so that it doesn't seem like, and I ask that different political parties also explain to their political parties, so that they don't also embarrass ourselves to say that we are undermining the program that we urge, and also we don't take the act seriously in terms of compliance and all that. So I'm suggesting that, Chair, agree with your good self as well.
Okay. Honourable Schreiber noted. Honourable Nduli.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, colleagues. I would like to also express my support for your proposal. I think, in as much, let's put it in blunt terms, in as much as we may be in a bit of trouble regarding the schedule, we would be in much bigger trouble if we didn't mend the schedule in order to accommodate, because of all the reasons that you've already mentioned. So I think that is something that the Programming Committee and the powers that be will appreciate. If we tell them that this is something that's really a principal matter, it's not the candidate's fault that there's a delay, it's not our fault that it's a delay, but we have to accommodate it, then certainly from my side personally, I'm happy to tell my political party exactly what they need to hear, that this is a very important matter. And so I think it's up for the committee then to just decide. I guess the two questions is, well, if we interview the candidate in the morning of the 6th, then we should just decide when we are going to have the deliberations. I guess that's the only outstanding issue then. But from my side, in principle, I'm happy to accommodate anything that works for this committee from all sides, because this really is something that we must finish, but in a way that obviously protects ourselves as well, as someone once famously said. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Ndoli.
No, Chair. I stand to second to echo the words of the earlier speaker, but I wanted to check from the committee secretary if it's possible maybe to accommodate this candidate in previous night, so that he sleeps over and we deal with him before we set. So maybe if we can start at 8, we start the interview at 8 and we get that allowance to have our own meeting. And also pushing forward for the thing for the house.
Just a question, what did the candidate indicate in terms of his availability? Can he only fly in on the 6th, of the morning of the 6th, or can he comply with that suggestion? Can you recall what he said?
Through you, Chair, I think that would be something that I'll have to ask him, because from what I know, he just indicated that he's available on the 6th. But I don't see him not agreeing to fly a night before. Well, I mean, that's something.
Yeah, honourable members, with the suggestions that has been put in place, we are anticipating that we interview the members as proposed, that we interview on the 6th, depending whether 8 o'clock or in or 1, at 1 after our meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then on the very same day, so if we can check every candidate spend an hour. So after an hour, probably we started visiting, I'm talking around 1, of which 8, if he is available, then it means that we have to push our meeting to 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So that we can have 2 hours.
Yeah.
1 hour for interviewing the candidate and 1 hour for the deliberation. When you go to the meeting, by that time, the report will be ready. It will only be waiting for inserting the name. Then we can be in a position, if we start early, in the 8 o'clock, can be in a position to put that report before the portfolio committee. But if we are not, if we'll be interviewing him later, then we will then defer the adoption of the report on the 13th of November. Of which, I don't think Parliament will have a problem if we adopt our report on the 13th. I know that they said we have to have to expedite the matter, but we will still be with him, because at least if we process this appointment before the end of this term, yeah. and the president can sign at any time, then the president can start next year. So of which I still think that it's still reasonable and fair.
Just an administrative issue that I just want to sensitize the admin to take care of. If then we feasible for us to see him at 8 o'clock, then we choose the transport we can arrange because we need to leave our villages at 6:30. That is just, I'm just alarming the committee secretary that they must take care of that without us requesting again. Thank you.
Chair, I think if we agree in principle, we must allow the staff to see to the logistics what's possible.
Yeah.
I think the communication has been very good, so we're receiving our emails and our WhatsApps.
Mm.
So perhaps we can allow them to come up with a proposal after speaking with the candidate, and then we will obviously just respond in those channels and see which one works. But I would like to thank our staff members here for taking a lot of the load on their shoulders. So thanks, Chair.
No, I'm not going to say that if ever he accepts the offer for the looking over, I think the occasion.
Be on record?
You want the record? Yeah, because if it's the camera's record.
Be on record.
Blah, blah, blah.
We are in the official.
No, in terms of the transport. I was telling Jefferson, maybe the Akashians, because we are four from Akasha, we can sort ourselves out, maybe in terms of the thing, the Pelicanians and the Laborians, then we can see, you can take care of that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That matter is now dispensed with. Remember, we no. Let's do this first before I announce this. We agreed as to who is starting where, and do you still feel that we should go that way? I'm comfortable with starting the way I did, but because of one question that was not put to me, I mean that I didn't put, so I'm putting a request that I must take question 9, because I had only... Yeah, that's the request I'm putting. 9 must come to me now. Honorable Anderson?
With the powers that you have taken from yourself in respect of question 10, I fully agree with your good self, Chair, that probably it will be good that also you take 9.
Yes.
But also I haven't said that because you are not too far from what we said yesterday, that you are going also to be rotational.
Yeah, I'm going to address that. Yeah, I wanted to address 9 first and then go back to what you are raising.
Okay, then we are giving that take 9.
Okay. Then address what you have already put, Honorable Soma, this rotational question.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we agreed yesterday that we will do the exchanges of the questions. If not, the exchange of the question to those who had two questions yesterday, to have one today, like myself, I had two, so you are checking nine, I'm left with eight, I'm fine with that.
Mm.
But my proposal is, can you, because Mama Lisoma was had question number three, if we can have Mama Lisoma taking number two and number three, that sequence, and then we have, we exchange the questions for Baba CBC, to governance, and Mama Kibi takes six and seven. Then,
No,
we are left with your five. Eh?
Oh, okay.
We are left with five.
Okay.
We are left with five. And yeah, I think it will make sense. Like, proposal, Mama Lisoma, two and three. Mama, Baba CBC, government, it is four.
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Baba, daughter, continues with five.
Mm-hmm.
Only.
Yeah.
Mama Gibi, six and seven. Mama Julie, eight. Then the chairperson takes nine.
Equity.
Yeah.
One and nine.
So I only get one
chair. I had one yesterday.
You had one. All right.
But we can do follow-ups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not get bogged
down. No.
I
saw
you were good with it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. So only five.
Can you? One is me and nine. Yeah. I don't want to request. Yesterday you did very well. I was aware who is going, who is asking where, and then do that as well today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the fact that in this community, this is off record, I've been put on record.
Let me be on record. But I like, honorable members, that in this committee we are able to take decisions on consensus without being rigid on positions. That is what is going to help this committee. And I like the fact that also, this is my observation as a chair, we are regarding ourselves as members of this body, of this committee. Although we are coming from different political parties, but when we are in the committee, we are the committee members. I like that spirit. I think we must continue with that spirit. But I don't think we may not have differences. But so far, so good. I'm happy, honorable members. Let's keep it that way. Because if we do that, we will be able to take even very, decisions that are far-reaching without disagreement. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, please, the candidate. Thank you.